Once you're inspired, you can bend time again, right? Nothing seems bad when you're inspired.
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
Problem with most people is they don't first look for the inspiration in what they're doing, right? They have a I got to do attitude, not a I get to do attitude. So very subtle switches in your life are perspective, right? The control of your perspective controls the amount of juice that you can gather from the universe. And when you start thinking about the whys of what you're doing and the hows of what you're doing, so I can take simple things like taking out the trash, picking up my kids from school, things that other people would, you know, especially in the position I'm in, go, ah, you know, like I just was with the king of so-and-so and now I gotta take the trash out, which is early in my life, kind of my attitude. And once I started looking at things differently, saying, okay, if I don't feel inspired, why try to do anything? Right? So if you're a sales rep, for example, this is one I killed me. I ran big sales forces. I would tell my sales reps, be like, man, I'm in a funk. Everyone, no one's answering or everyone's saying no. Everyone that's been in sales has felt that. I'm like, stop. Like, just stop. Stop calling. You're killing your pipeline. Well, I think that's what you're doing in life. If you're not inspired, you're killing your pipeline. You're killing your future road. So what's the first thing to do? I'm like, go somewhere that inspires you. I'd rather one of my sales guys go take the day off, go to Disneyland, where, you know, one of the greatest places on earth for energy. I don't care who you are, you feel it. You walk into Disneyland, I don't care who you are, you feel it. Go there. Because once you're inspired, you can bend time again, right? Nothing seems bad when you're inspired. I have lived the same life in one day 60 times. What does that mean? I've lived my life, it's the same day, the exact same past, maybe a little incremental difference in my past from the 51 years. But the same day, 60 times, meaning I'm like in my head, oh man, this sucks, right? But all of a sudden, I then stop. I go to Disneyland mentally, right? And I figure out, what is it that's gonna inspire me? What am I doing? That's why being of service is so important, because it's an easy thing to go to saying, who am I helping here? Right, who am I helping by taking out the trash in my house? That's a little bit of inspiration. Now, what else can I do with that time? Well, I could start thinking about what makes me happy, or I could think about a new idea to make money, or, you know, I could, you know, walk the trash out with two cans and dip my knees and get some exercise. Who knows? There's a ton of different inspiring things you can do with the dumbest activities.
If you think about life in the form of activity, that in a linear time frame we have 24 hours and that there's just activity during that 24 hours. There's no work and there's no play. There's activities that you get paid for and activities you don't get paid for. You get activities that increase your health. You have activities that decrease your health.
You know, I believe 24 hours of activity, I'm supposed to be as productive and accessible as possible. Some of the activities I do, I get paid for. Some I don't get paid for. Some of the things I get paid for, other people would pay me to do. And the same is true of other people. I'd pay, you know, I joke around, but I paid money to be the second baseman of the San Diego Padres. Just one game, I'd pay money just to do that. And I know that guy's paid a ton. And I know some of the things I get to do, people are like, you're kidding, you get paid to do that? So there's just activity. Some of it I get paid, some of it I don't. But all of my activity is for the benefit of other people. And I know by doing that, I just have to be clear, balanced, and focused on what I want too, because we're connected. So if I just go out and be of service and don't know what I want, then I'm just gonna get the random thoughts and random actions that I have put out there. But when I ask big and think about, you know, okay, this is what I want, this is why I want it, and this is how I'm gonna receive it. And receivership is so important, because I'm like an escrow account, right? When everything was happening for me, I wasn't big enough to hold it all. But when things happen in receivership for everyone, my vessel gets bigger and bigger and bigger. More comes through me, more and more. And that's where all the books, TV shows, movies, successful business, sponsorship, media, you know, all the things that we do, podcasts, all right, it all, it's coming through me. And for me, everyone's like, oh, you're so busy. I was like, that's funny, because I don't feel it. I feel more inspired. I have more activity, right? More productive and accessible activity. Everybody has 24 hours of activity. You sleep 12 hours a day, that's an activity. Well, I just have, you know, all this different activity, but I still have the exact same time of activity. It's just I'm more productive and accessible during the activity, and I'm able to get paid more for my activity, which allows me what? To give more away, which then what? Is better for me.
Here's the biggest problem that we have in everything we do.
is that we can go 10 years in a venture and be 25% of the way there, and we start putting faith in what everybody else thinks, that we're not successful, that we're wasting our time, never should have dropped out of Harvard, all the different things. But if I'm focused in on, and this is what this person should do, focus in on, are you accelerating and growing? At what pace am I accelerating and growing? Because here's what happens. You're 20 years old, by the time you're 30, everybody's against you and you're only 25% of the way there. But you've grown and accelerated to get there. Well, at the same pace, most people within 5 years will be 50% of the way there. Well, 99% of the people are gonna quit in 10 years. Mm-hmm. Out of that 1% that hang on the next 5 years, another 99% of those will quit. And at 35 years old, you're putting faith in what everybody else thinks. Here's the saddest thing. At the same acceleration and exponential growth, you're only 2.5 years from being 100% of the way there, where everyone thinks you're lucky. Then you're only 1.75 years from being 200%. Then you're half of that from 400, half of that from 800. That's how Jeff Bezos, 25 years ago, almost to the date, was in a garage telling people that I'm gonna have a bookstore online and be worth over $100 billion and be the most powerful person in the world because I own the world marketplace. Now, let's be honest, I'm an optimist. If Jeff would have told me that 25 years ago from his garage, I would have never believed him. But all he was focused in on was acceleration and growth.
Consistency, mindset, who you surround yourself with, it's like the same shit over and over again.
Over and told different ways. I would say, arrange your mindset. Like, don't change your mindset.
Yeah.
Arrange your mindset. It's like furniture. If you arrange your furniture the right way, you're going to have efficiency, effectiveness, and statistical success in your room. You're going to feel comfortable and good. Arrange your mindset.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do is take the time to say my mind is like furniture. I'm going to arrange it every day to make sure that I feel comfortable in the room.
Yeah.
And it's practical and has a good workflow and all the different things that we do.